From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela has detained two opposition leaders following an election that it claimed cleared the way to create a constituent assembly to rewrite the Constitution. The Supreme Court deemed Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma as flight risks, saying they violated terms of their house arrests.
Leopoldo López voluntariamente se entregó.
But Juan Carlos Gutierrez, lawyer of López, said his client voluntarily surrendered to authorities and said he would never flee. Condemnation of the arrests have been widespread. Ravina Shamdasani is a UN Human Rights Office spokesperson.
The High Commissioner is calling on Venezuelan authorities to ensure that all those who have been detained for the exercise of their human rights to peaceful assembly, to the freedom of expression, to the freedom of association, to be promptly released.
The White House called the arrests unjust, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson describing them as alarming. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called for their release.
Their arrest comes 2 days after the Maduro regime's illegitimate election for a constitutional assembly, which provoked even more violence in that country on the streets, with more than 10 people killed in that alone.
The U.S. imposed targeted sanctions Monday against Mr. Maduro. In Kenya, protesters took to the streets Tuesday demanding an immediate investigation into the killing of an election official, Christopher Masondo. Rights activist John Githongo took part in Tuesday's protest.
In Kenya, we have a grim tradition of senior public officials dying, disappearing, but generally being murdered. And that is destabilizing. And seeing how close elections are, it's concerning.
President Uhuru Kenyatta, facing re-election in a week, took to social media to proclaim his shock and sadness. This is VOA News. More violence in Afghanistan. A suicide attack on a Shia mosque in the western city of Herat killed at least 29 people and wounded dozens. City police spokesman Abdul Ahad Wazizada said there were two attackers. They began shooting before detonating explosives. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Last month, the UN assistance mission to Afghanistan said in the first 6 months of this year, a record number of civilians, more than 1,600, had been killed. Secretary of State Tillerson promised a policy of peaceful pressure on North Korea in light of its advancements in nuclear and missile technology.
To have them develop a willingness to sit and talk with us and others, but with an understanding that a condition of those talks is there is no future where North Korea holds nuclear weapons or the ability to deliver those nuclear weapons to anyone in the region, much less to the homeland.
Tillerson said the U.S. does not seek regime change or an accelerated reunification of the peninsula, but said Pyongyang presents an unacceptable threat to the U.S. and Washington must respond. Secretary Tillerson also acknowledged Tuesday that U.S.-Russia ties remain under considerable stress. He cautioned they could get worse. His comments came as President Donald Trump prepared to sign into law tough new sanctions over Russia's involvement in Ukraine and alleged meddling in last year's election. Russia retaliated by ordering hundreds of American diplomats out of the country. Tillerson expressed hope progress might be made on de-escalation of the conflict in Ukraine. Authorities in Madagascar say at least 34 people died when a bus carrying Christian worshippers plunged down a deep ravine some 70 kilometers north of the capital, Antananarivo. The bus caught fire as it fell some 20 meters. Back in January, nearly 50 people died when a truck loaded with passengers, including a wedding party, crashed. A prisoner exchange between Syrian jihadists and Lebanon's Hezbollah appears to have cleared the way for the final mass relocation of thousands of Nusra Front fighters and their families from the border region back into rebel-held Syrian territory. It's part of a ceasefire agreement worked out between the two sides to end fighting in Lebanon's mountainous Jerud Arsal region, where the militant refugees have been hiding. The transfer was supposed to have occurred Monday. U.S. stocks continue to rally, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index taking aim at 22,000 points. Amid strong second-quarter corporate earnings reports, U.S. factory output expanded in July, but at a slower pace than in June. Still, it represents 11 months of growth. At the same time, consumer spending, about 70% of the economy, slowed in June. July saw the biggest decline in auto sales so far this year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.